بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم اما بعد في كتاب حياه المسلمين مولانا اشرف علي ثاني رحمه الله عليه يمشي الله سبحانه وتعالى inspired him with this 25 روحs 25 اعمال and actions which people will do inshallah then deen will come into their lives and Allah سبحانه وتعالى will remove us from all our problems. So the first chapter was on iman and islam. Second one was acquiring and imparting of deen knowledge. And then Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah mentioned another section where he mentioned that we have unfortunately gone very far away from deen, and what is the way to bring ourselves back is to reform ourselves. So in the next he writes now how to rectify this change and how to reform. In the previous question it was asked, is the reform of the change not incumbent? If you've gone right down, isn't it incumbent for us? It is not expected of any Muslim to answer that there is no need to reform and reverse the evil process, the harmful process of the evil change which has and is presently gripping the Ummah. No Muslim can say that there is no need to reform the degraded and stagnant condition of the Ummah. We shall now inshallah indicate the way by which the Ummah may achieve the incumbent reformation. At the very outset it should be understood that the change or revolution which the Ummah has suffered is a spiritual ailment, sickness. Like physical ailments have causes, so to have spiritual ailments. Like the cure for physical disease is the removal of the causes, so too the cure for spiritual disease is the elimination of its causes. Once the causes of the spiritual diseases have been eliminated, spiritual health and vigor will be the result. There are two factors to be dealt with in this regard. Number one, diagnosis to establish the causes. Why have we gone down? What's the cause of us going down? And number two, the ways and means of eliminating these causes. A careful and thorough study and examination will reveal that the cause of the Ummah's disease is because of two reasons. Number one, lack of Islamic knowledge. That is, there is widespread ignorance prevailing in the Ummah. And number two, lack of determination. A person has got knowledge, but he hasn't got the ability within himself to do the amal and actions. In the absence of knowledge, the essential laws of the deen remain hidden. Lack of determination prevents a person from practice, even if one possesses knowledge. Now, Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah is going to explain that how must a person get the knowledge of deen and the importance of it. And the second point, the lack of determination, how will this come? So, inshallah, we will read a few. But the lack of determination, he says, is when a person will think abundance of death, think about mort, and sitting in the sohbat and company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc., and zikr, etc., this will help a person, will create that feeling within a person, which will come after a few pages. So the first one is about knowledge. Now he says, we have mentioned both the paths, so we all have to get knowledge, we have to remove our ignorance. The layman, those who have to seek knowledge, fall into two categories. Number one, the wealthy who have sufficient means, and those with lesser means, who have no time, who have to spend their time earning their livelihood. The wealthy who have the means should liberate their sons and dedicate them to the purpose of acquiring deen knowledge. Although worldly knowledge may be pursued, this should only be to the degree of necessity, and it should be kept subservient to the deen. The pursuit of worldly learning should never be allowed to eclipse Islamic knowledge. In this way, the new generation, the offspring of the present generation, will be reformed. The elders themselves should engage in the acquisition of knowledge. Arrangements must be made with an alim, or one well versed in deen knowledge. Ilm should be acquired from such a person systematically. If possible, acquire the knowledge through the medium of the Arabic language, for Arabic is the medium of greater insight. If this is not possible, then acquire through the medium of Urdu in our context in English. On the advice of an experienced alim, a set of books should be studied. The books prescribed should comprehensively explain the various branches of the deen, namely aqaid, ibadat, muamalat, muashrat and akhlaq. Each kitab should be studied twice or thrice under the guidance of an ustad. If this is not possible, then complete each book at least once by an ustad. Thereafter, study it several times on your own. Those not in a position to devote much time to the acquisition of knowledge because of involvement in earning of livelihood should also study a set of Urdu book of kitabs. These books should be prescribed for their children as well and should be studied repeatedly. The system of self-study should be adopted until arrangements could be made to enlist the service of an ustad who can teach the kitabs. The study should proceed systematically and with regularity. Should any section in the books not be clear, then make a mark and when meeting a person of knowledge, seek clarification from him regarding the relevant section. But never form your own opinion, for this can be very dangerous. Those who are unable to read and for some reason cannot dedicate their children to the acquisition of knowledge academically should initiate amongst themselves classes for deen knowledge. They should make an effort to obtain the service of a qualified alim who will teach them the authentic books of Islam. If a qualified alim is not available, then enlist the service of one who has benefited from the company of ulama. If such an instructor is not available free, the community should make arrangements to pay him. The classes should be conducted with regularity, preferably daily. If not daily, at least once a week. The teacher who is a non-alim should not explain anything in the books which he does not understand. He should mark the relevant parts and seek clarification from the ulama. If a suitable teacher cannot be obtained locally, introduce one from outside and pay him a salary. Do remember that when collecting funds, employ only those means which are Islamically lawful. The various categories of seekers of knowledge should, in addition to their respective ways of study, adopt another two obligations. These are, whenever you are unaware of the Sharia's ruling regarding any of your affairs, worldly or religious, immediately approach the ulama-i haq for guidance. If locally no such alim is available, write to such ulama who will be able to guide you. If one masala is asked every day, after a year one will have acquired the knowledge of 350 masail. After 10 years, this number will have grown to 3,500. This is not a difficult task. The second necessary duty is to visit frequently the gatherings of ulama, be such gatherings public or private occasions. The acquisition of knowledge by women. Now remains the question of knowledge for women. Endeavor should be made to obtain the service of a pious, uprighteous female teacher to impart the Quran and Majid and other Islamic basic teachings to minor girls. For this purpose, the Kitab Bahishi Zah will suffice. If a pious female teacher is not available, then the minor girls too should be included in the program of study of adult females. The program for study of adult females consists of two ways. Number one, if at home any male, the father, husband, brother, son, etc., is versed in Islamic knowledge, he should daily and at fixed times conduct a class for the ladies of the house. The same kitabs prescribed for men, especially Bahishi Zawar, should be taught to ladies at home. These kitabs should be taught to them several times over. And number two, occasionally ask some pious alim who is steadfast on the sunnah to call at home and lecture to the ladies. Such lectures will be from behind the screen, fully observing all shari'i requirements of parada. This method is very efficacious and beneficial in ingraining the deen into the hearts of females. Inshallah, we'll continue from here.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are on the doorstep of the month of Ramadan, and we are going through these troubled times and conditions. But this should not turn our attention from the greatness and the honor of this great, great month of Ramadan, this great gift of Allah Ta'ala. It is a duty to fast, to observe our rozas and all the other related matters of Ramadan. It is a duty, but Allah make it that we look more at it as a gift from Allah, and a very wonderful and a great gift. It is like, for example, a person is invited somewhere and all the food ready already is set there, and all different types of most delicious food is set there. This is a month when spiritual food is all readily available. And now it is for us that we just have to enjoy this great, great food. For one, it is the month of fasting, and fasting itself is really a great gift of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq, understanding, whatever ibadat we do of Allah, we tell Allah before that Ya Allah, this great gift you have given us, like we are going to make namaz, that you have given us this great gift of namaz. And you are giving us the honor to fulfill this namaz, to fulfill this duty. And then it's not just a duty, it's not a duty. Very fortunate is that person that his work becomes his hobby. And he enjoys doing his work. He has a passion for his work. Well, that work is so wonderful. So when our deen will become like our hobby, when our nafs will be controlled and we enjoy our deen, our namazes, our roza, the month of Ramadan, everything, we look forward to it and we enjoy it. So that we make shukr to Allah for blessing us with these duties, for blessing us with this great gift, and then for honoring us that we are not fit for all of this. For any great, this great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, one is also that we take it, we are not fit for it at all. But Ya Allah, you are honoring us that we are going to keep roza. We are going to be reading Quran Sharif, the great gift of Quran Sharif. And there are people, for example, Maulana Ibrahim Miah Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, my Ustad, explained one occasion. They went to the north of Mozambique, and when they went there, only almost at that time 100% Muslims. But when they met those people didn't see a Quran Sharif in their whole lives. And they asked them for a Quran Sharif. They didn't take any Quran Sharifs for distribution, just their own personal copies. That they gave it to them. And the others came and just kissed their hands, the hand that touched the Quran Sharif. They respected and honored that. Today we have got so many copies of the Quran Sharif, but our recitation is gone very, very, and our honor and respect and love for Quran Sharif is very, very little. So all the matters of deen, Allah give it, and this is a month of spiritual food that is being spread out. So it is one, it is the rozas themselves, which is a great gift from Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And that we look at it as a gift. And Allah save us also. It should not as a duty, alhamdulillah also. But in no way should we look at it as a burden. That should not be at all that we feel rozas, now I can't eat, I can't smoke, I can't do this, I can't do that, and it's like a burden. Allah save us from that, and save the whole ummah also from that. That we look at it, it's a duty, farad of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah make it that we look at it as a pleasure and honor. So rozas are a great gift. Spiritually also, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written Fadail Ramadan, Allah reward Hazrat, and if we should try and read that. And alhamdulillah, during the month, everywhere in the masajid, it is being read. This year, maybe it be a little different, but wherever we're having our Taraweeh at home, we should try and listen to it, read it or listen to it, so that we know what this great month is all about, what these rozas are all about, what great virtues. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has quoted one riwayat of the virtues of rozas, that on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade besides the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, where there is shade, where a person is in shade, no hisab kitab. And where there will be hisab kitab, no shade there. And that heat will be, we cannot imagine what that heat will be, how intense it will be. Like this, even if a person is in an air-conditioned room, every comfort he has, but if he has to be interrogated, if he's got his back against the wall and he's being questioned, we know what the condition of that person is. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala, there will be no lawyer in between, no translator in between, and we will be having to answer to have the shade of the Arsh of Allah on that day. And then again, not only the shade, but while other people will be sweltering and suffering in their hisab kitab, those people who fasted from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dastarkhan will be laid out for them. And what that food will be, we cannot imagine. We might have eaten wonderful meals and food in this world, greatly enjoyable food, but nobody can imagine what that food will be. So this is this fasting, that we will get the results and the returns on that day. Besides that, so many other virtues which Hazrat has explained also. So, and besides that, many people have written of the physical, bodily benefits of fasting also. That what great benefits there are in this fasting. So Allah make it that we can get prepared, geared up, and we look forward to the month of Ramadan. Though it may be a bit of a difference for this year for us, Allah make it easy, and it's not difficult for Allah Ta'ala to change it, and we still can have our normal Ramadan. And we have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala for that also. We should not forget and be unmindful of turning to Allah. Allah, just as these conditions came, which perhaps nobody in the world thought such conditions could come, and it has changed the whole world upside down. So anything, Allah has brought this condition, in the same way Allah can reverse it also, and Allah can reverse it and make it more better than before also. So our work is to turn to Allah Ta'ala and to beg of Allah Ta'ala with that conviction in our heart that Allah alone is the creator of conditions, the controller of conditions. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And with that conviction, Allah give us tawfiq to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And we don't know which one person, perhaps some old lady in some mountain in the world, or somewhere in a jungle, and whose dua Allah Ta'ala hears. Some small child's dua Allah Ta'ala hears. And Allah has mercy on the whole creation, on the whole world. So we have to turn to and Allah has given dua. And of this month of Ramadan, one great thing is also dua. In the ayat here where Allah explains about this great month, Allah also mentioned وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Dua is another very, very great gift of Allah Ta'ala, also free of charge, which Allah Ta'ala has given. And every person can make dua. If we haven't got even hands to lift up and ask of Allah Ta'ala, we can still make dua from our heart. And every person Allah Ta'ala has given that. So we should not deprive ourselves, don't deprive our families. As an ustad, don't deprive our students. As a sheikh, don't deprive our muridin. Everyone must make dua for himself and for his those who are under him and for all above us also. Our parents, they are still living. We should not be neglectful of duas. Our parents have passed away. We should never forget them in our duas also, regularly. So dua Allah Ta'ala has given us. And dua can change conditions completely. And in any case, we make dua as dua is supposed to be made. It is 100% accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Ujibu da'wata da'i za da'an. Allah says, I accept the du'as. And Allah Ta'ala says, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that when a person asks Allah, Allah grants his du'as. So we should ask of Allah Tabaraka. So du'a is another very great. Before that actually, is the great gift of the Quran Sharif. And this is also, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin. This Quran Sharif has come down, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Mubaraka. It has come, it was revealed in the month of Ramadan. And this is that great auspicious month when all the heavenly scriptures were revealed in this month. So this month is so valuable that all the great, great kitabs, the great ni'mat of Allah were revealed. And Quran Sharif, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written a whole kitab, Fadail Quran. That also we should try and read from now already, or at least in the month of Ramadan, so that we can become aware what the great ni'mat the Quran Sharif is. And the regular recitation of the Quran Sharif and all the other aspects of Quran Sharif, it is also a great, great, great gift. For this month of Ramadan, Allah Tabarak, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, before Ramadan started, he explained also, as we read in Fadail Ramadan, the first hadith from Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that what a great month this is, and what the great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala bestows upon his bandas during this month. So everything, sari is a mubarak food. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he invited somebody for sehri, he would say, come and partake of barakat food, of mubarak food. Iftari is another great gift of Allah Ta'ala also. And we witness it till today. Little children look forward to the iftari. Everyone looks forward to the iftari. And may Allah make it that it not be the savouries and the pies and the samosas, but really that it is a ni'mat from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And that we, Allah gave us weak beings like us and sinful beings like us, that we could keep roza the whole day. We stayed away from food, from water, from whatever we are required to stay away. And now Allah has given us, and it is an invitation from Allah Ta'ala. And the big iftari is when the month of Ramadan is completed. And now we make Eid al-Fitr. Now we have, now the month of Ramadan is finished. That is also a great gift. So whatever the conditions are at the moment, and unfortunately now with all the other differences of opinions and all things which are carrying on, and we are all so much engrossed with our phones, on the WhatsApp, on the groups, and on all the various other things, and our mind goes away to all other things. And it must not happen that we forget this is the real thing. And shaitan is always working. Full swing, shaitan is working all the time. And he will turn our attention away from this great gift of Allah Ta'ala, and we will get involved in all other hearsay things. And hearsay things, we will quote it also, we will speak about it. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, to say something which we heard without verifying it is enough to write a person, record a person as a liar by Allah Ta'ala. And lying is a major sin. And the punishment of it will be so terrible. And usually we will speak about those people, about things that we have just heard, about people that we don't like. We don't like their views. We don't like their opinions. So we will quote it. So then this is now further like to belittle those people. To belittle any Muslim is a very major sin also. To belittle an alim is even worse. To backbite, then we fall into backbiting. And backbiting of any person. One time, I asked Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, if we backbite about a non-Muslim, how is that? So he said, what is the need for that? In that time, you could read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, so much. So to backbite of even a non-Muslim, backbite of a Muslim, and backbite of an alim, and that is extremely serious. But we get involved in it, and still we don't even think of making tawbah. We don't think we have made. Many times now, tuhmat comes on our tongue, but gumani comes in our heart. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullahi used to say, but gumani, to think evil of somebody, only happens to the most stupid person. Because on the day of Qiyamah, for that bad gumani of yours, for thinking evil and low of somebody, we will have to present a proof for that. And definitely a person won't have that proof. And then he will be taken to task. Whereas if we make, we have good thoughts of somebody, no matter what the outward condition is, but we think good of that person, we will get the reward without having to furnish any proof of it. Just for thinking good of that person. We see somebody who goes into a bar, for example. Now, bad thought can come. But, alhamdulillah, there are those people who will say, perhaps he has gone there to ask direction. Or, he has gone there, there's a public telephone, he's gone to make a telephone call there. Or whatever else it might be. But we think good about somebody, we will get this. So, shaitan, where we have to be actually doing this, what we have to be doing. And the real matter is with Allah Ta'ala. This person is right, that person is wrong. this person said this, that, that's not going to get us anywhere whatsoever. And it's going to take us further away from the path, and it is going to bring more the wrath of Allah Ta'ala and the anger of Allah Ta'ala. So we should not forget and our focus on this great month which is coming, and to get prepared for it from now. How much we can keep rozas. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the most rozas he kept beside Ramadan, all month rozas. Besides the month of Ramadan was in the month of Sha'ban. In this month, our namazes we try and get in order. Correct our namazes. Many of us are still such that our outward postures are still not correct. We might be giving even bayan on namaz. But if we check ourselves really, we'll still see we are lacking even in the outward postures, right from the very starting. Our legs, that must be 4 fingers apart, must be facing Qibla, but unfortunately we'll find weakness in almost every posture of our, when the outside of our namaz is that, then what will be the inside? So our inside, then we have to make effort and see that our namazes become correct. In this month, when Allah Ta'ala increases the rewards of all a'mal so much, that every nafil gets the value of a farad, and a farad the value of 70 farad. What a bonus from Allah Ta'ala. Mujaddid al-Faitani rahmatullahi alayhi has written that a person's whole life of nafil, that is tahajjud, ishraq, awwabin, salatul hajah, salatul shukr, all in the bab of namaz. All that namazes, whole life's nafal, cannot be equal to 2 rakats of faraz namaz. That how many nafal a person makes his whole life, but it won't be equal to the smallest amount of faraz is 2, the 2 faraz of fajr. It can't be equal to that. And in this month, when every nafal becomes the value of a faraz, and every faraz is the value of 70 faraz, how much it is that a person should really go wild in grabbing in this month. That he should try and take as much as possible as he can take in this month. And this is for everyone. And with our present condition, how long it carries on in the month of Ramadan, we have all got the command, we have got the time now to even take more from Allah. Very fortunate is that person who makes a bad situation into a good situation. And unfortunately, may Allah save us, that a good opportunity, we change it into something bad. This is an occasion, though it is the present condition, but we can make it fully to our advantage. As we heard about acquiring ilm of deen, during this month we can acquire so much knowledge of deen by just reading these kitabs, Fadail-e Amal, Fadail-e Ramadan, Fadail-e Quran, and Alhamdulillah we try and read some Masail kitab also, Bihishti Zewar, or we try and read Anwarus Salah, whatever. And to all this we try and improve ourselves and acquire more knowledge. And a mu'min, as it comes in a hadith, he is never satiated, he never gets full of good khair. In there, ulama have written, some ulama referred to khair as ilm, that he never gets satisfied with ilm, all the time he wants to learn more. The other more accepted view is khair alal umum, alal itlaq, any type of good. To read subhanallah, to make a namaz, to help out somebody, any good deed, a Muslim stomach, a Muslim doesn't ever get full of doing some good until he reaches Jannah. Then we're in Jannah, he will get the reward for it. So this is that great, great month which is coming, and a month that is filled with barakat, and filled with the spiritual dastarkhan, and all the wonderful things that are set out there, and it is ready for us. Now we don't have to go and reinvent the wheel, and we don't have to go and try and take out new ideas and new systems. It is ready for us, so the food is ready. Hadrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the best food is of a da'wat. when you are invited somewhere, you don't have to do anything. You just have to eat. The food is ready. When you have to prepare yourself, you buy this, prepare that, do this. So much things you have to do. But when you are invited, yeah, Allah is inviting us to the month of Ramadan. And everything, and not for our physical food, but our spiritual food. And it is spread out for us, so to say, Allah is the host for us in this month. And He is hosting us with the most wonderful meal that will reap the fruit of it, the benefits of it, which we can reap for this dunya's life also, for the life of the akhirat also. So this is a great, great month. Let us not waste it. Let shaitan not mislead us and take us into all other things which are not important, in fact, which are detrimental and harmful for us, by which even our month of Ramadan will get spoiled. How many people's month of Ramadan goes in ghibat, in backbiting, bohtan, badgumani, in all this other things. And one guna has with it so many gunas around it. And one good that a person does, it takes a person to so much of good. One of the great virtues of Durood Sharif, ulama have written, is that when a person reads Durood Sharif, by the barakat of it, Allah opens lot of turuq-e khair, lot of other paths of khair. Allah, it dawns upon him, do this good also, do that good also. Allah gives him the tawfiq. Allah opens the ways. So like that, this month of Ramadan, Allah give us tawfiq, that we appreciate this great month, and we try and take the maximum benefit from this month. And now also, and then particularly in the month of Ramadan, not to waste our time. That is also, unfortunately, one thing. It has become our hobby to waste time and to pass time. And we should think, one is just what we call passing time, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says so beautifully, a person who wants to pass time actually fails time. Because time is to be made valuable, then you have passed the time. You have passed. But just what we call whiling away, just letting time just go like that, and perhaps worse, or having a cigarette, wasting our time, and there are so many other ways that we waste our time. But just to let time pass, it is like we are at a railway station, and our train of akhirat is coming, and now we have to fill all the goods into that train. We can put good goods into that train, good things in that train, by doing good actions, or we're filling it up with evil things, or we are letting the trucks go empty. All the coaches are going empty, so our train is moving, going to akhirat, and at the end we will have to jump in that train, and we will go to akhirat, and whatever we have sent forth ahead of us, we will go and find it. So let us see that we can try and make it valuable. Wasting of time, like commentary also. Today it has become, unfortunately, what we call good people. Also commentary, unfortunately, is still a major part, and we can't do without commentary. All the discussions of this team and that team, and some teams are in the name of Deen also. And all this has got no place in our Deen. But we have made it a major part. Discussing politics, which does not have anything to do with us. We are no politicians. At one time we came out of a masjid, and there were some youngsters standing outside, and they were picking the team, a cricket team of a foreign country. They were in another foreign country, and they picking the team. This player must be there. He, for this reason, he has to be there. That one cannot be. What a waste of time. Who's going to listen to them? They've got absolutely no say in anything. Like that, how many things at home we discuss, and we even prove our points. We go into arguments that my point is right, and with this point. And after that, we start thinking about it again. All the counterpoints again, and all that. Pure, sheer waste of time. And we will be ever so sorry on the day of Qiyamah for all this time that we are wasting. On all these things, films that people are that we are watching, comedies, cartoons, all these things are so harmful. And in the month of Ramadan, we want to pass time. Where we haven't got enough time, just to do our basic ma'amulat, just to read reasonable amount of Quran Sharif, just our basics, we haven't got time. Where we got time for all other things? And our life is extremely short. And before we know what, time is gone. Like for example, a person has to take a flight, and for whatever reason he got delayed. They check him in, but they tell him that you have only got 10 minutes before the counter closes. And when he sees to reach that counter, it's going to take him 15 minutes. At what speed will he be rushing? He's got his wife and children, he'll be running. He'll be going through the crowds, and how he will go. Suddenly one child of his sees a playing station, and he wants to go to and play there. And the wife tells him, what's wrong if he plays? What's wrong? Go and just play there. Why you are being so hard and so stern, which is a common complaint? Little bit you tell the children something, you are being too hard. You are being too stern. You are being too old-fashioned. But at that time, really like that, our life is like that. Where there is no time for playing stations, there is no time for fishing also, there is no time for so many things, but we have got time. And our basic things, Allahu Akbar. When one person asked Maulana Salim Thorat Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, that I don't find time to read Quran Sharif. What a beautiful answer he gave. He said, it's not that you don't find time, the importance of Quran Sharif is not in your heart. If the importance of Quran was in your heart, you should have all the time for Quran Sharif. And many other things by itself, what are not important, you will cancel it out. But because we haven't got the importance, today also, we should try and spread this also. Whole year or before Ramadan, ulama are shouting their throats dry. That the month of ibadat must do more ibadat. But then we bring our taraweeh the earliest, and we go to the earliest taraweeh. Now to where is our awwabin? Where is our alif lam mim sajda? Where is our tabarakal ladhi? That you bring your taraweeh so early, and we want the fastest taraweeh. And we want the earliest taraweeh. And the taraweeh where a complaint of many readers, he reads too slow. Whereas taraweeh was it is taraweeh, the plural of tarweeha, a namaz of where you rest in between. So you took your time, and then you rested in between the four rakats also. But that also we rush through. We don't really make a tarweeha also. That also we are rushing through. So we lose the complete object. So this is a month of ibadat, and we must increase our ibadat. But the way then we set up our programs, we don't leave room for any ibadat also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we Allah put it in our hearts to understand what a great honorable month, and that we get ready for this month. Don't lose focus. Whatever is happening, we've got this virus, it's in the whole world, everywhere, but still the month is such a great month. Because of that virus, let us not lose focus. The virus is there, and then worse than that, if some people are arguing or disputing or something, and we falling into their arguments, and we are now fighting this person's case, we are defending that person, we are giving this accusation and this counter-accusation, all this is not for us. We are here for we have to do our work. Allah give us tawfiq to understand this, and don't worry for criticism. People will tell us also that you don't know what's happening in the world. You're a lost case. You don't know what is happening in the world. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allahu Akbar. When they conquered places, the enemies, and they from their meals, they conquered them. And those people were having rotis at that time, ghee rotis. And the Sahaba say, we had always heard, a person who eats ghee rotis, he becomes nice and strong. He puts up weight and that. So they ate it and they started looking, have we put up weight? About dunya things, they didn't know anything.
But when is Allah's help coming down? That they knew. That how Allah's help, on what does Allah's help comes down? When is Allah's rahmat and death coming down? The Amir of the army used to say, he shouldn't allow them to launch an attack until when the time came. Then he says, launch your attack now. They should see Allah's rahmat. This dunya small thing, but today they are such which Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. But we, unfortunately, must not happen that we are the opposite. That our akhirat we don't keep in mind. Whatever we are talking, we forget that we are going, everything is going to impact on our akhirat. Our old people, many times they say, Allah ne bhuli ne waat na karo. Don't forget Allah in talk. But today we forget. We fall into ghibat. We forget Allah. We fall into mistrust of Allah and trust of dunya. Dunya thinks we trust and we mistrust Allah. The Allah's promises, we lose our trust on Allah Ta'ala. We lose our trust on what Allah Ta'ala has said. Dunya thinks we trust and we have got more time for dunya. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This is a crucial period that we are in, and the real thing is this great month is coming, and we get ready for this month and all the amal of this month, the du'as which are readily accepted. 24 hours the du'as are readily accepted during the whole day. For a fasting person, all the makhluk of Allah make du'a that Allah accept his du'as. As soon as it's maghrib time, sunset, then Allah Ta'ala announces, you ask me what you want. Whatever you want, I will give you. So all du'as, what a month for du'as. And we got these pressing needs at the moment for the whole of humanity we got. This is the time for du'as for all this. And we should not waste our time in all other things. Also, this is a month, Allahu Akbar. That a person, for example, when he gives his chilla, 4 months in the year, he goes, he makes effort on himself, he makes effort on other people. Person goes in Khanka for his 40 days, 4 months, whenever he goes, goes in Ramadan, whenever. Many people used to go for Umrah, Allah make it easy, and Allah still opened the doors, not difficult for Allah Ta'ala, and we make du'as and we'll get the reward on our du'as. And Allah Ta'ala, as much as we will make du'a, Allah will give according to that. And how much Allah gives, we cannot imagine. Once Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, a person who reads 10 times Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, Allah builds a palace for him in Jannah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, in that case, we will build many palaces. In a sense that, just so easy, just no architect, no plans, no concrete, no hardware company to supply, nothing. Just 10 times Qulwa and your palace. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah's Qudrat is much more greater. He can give much more than that also. So how much we will ask Allah Ta'ala, Allah will give us according to that. What Allah is going to do, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says so beautifully, ask Allah biryani. And then if Allah gives you dal roti, be satisfied with that. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, when you ask Allah, ask Jannatul Firdaus. If we really have to think, just to get Jannat, where do we stand a chance to get Jannat? What Jannat is, Allahu Akbar. And when we see our own amal, and especially at this time, we see where our yaqeen lies. Like that big talks of imaniyat we give and trust on Allah Ta'ala. But now when the test comes, we see we are so weak, we don't want to think of all those ayat we used to quote so much. And all those waqiyat of the Sahaba which we used to present so bravely. Now we can't even, it's just swept away. Now it's a different thing. So where do we stand chance for that? And then, but Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, when you ask Allah, ask Jannatul Firdaus. Ask one dua we are taught. Allahumma inni asaluka iman and oh Allah, the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. where we stand to be in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ulama translate the word in to be in the khidmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Where do we even stand the chance to be fit to be in the khidmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? But we are asked to ask of the highest. So we our du'as, we ask Allah Ta'ala of the highest. And Allah will give us our reward, and Allah accepts du'as. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي immediately أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. No waqfa in between. No fa, no wow, no nothing. You make dua, I will accept your duas. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that this month we don't get, we don't lose strength, and we don't go on to other things, and that we must not be oblivious of this great month. And then we must not be falling into wrong things, and we don't get prepared for this month. Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us, and let us make the maximum of this great, great month which is coming. And hopefully we make dua. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Keep us safe for Ramadan. Wasallim Ramadan lana. And keep Ramadan also safe. Wasallimhu lana mutaqabbala. For the future, oh Allah, what we earn and everything, let it carry on also what we get in this month of Ramadan. So let Allah keep us for the month of Ramadan and for the purpose of Ramadan. Not for all the ladies prepare also 2-3 months before, but their preparation is all preparing their samosas and their pies and all getting their white meat and all those things. But the real preparation for the month of Ramadan, and then to take the benefit of it. Allah give us all tawfiq, and this month is closed. Hopefully we will get this month. We don't know if we'll see another month. We also have to think that our Jummah namazes, we have been deprived. Our Jamaat namazes, we have been deprived. Now our Taraweeh, it must not happen, we get deprived. Our Etikaf, we get deprived. Our Eid namaz, Eid namaz, we mustn't get deprived. And eventually it must not happen that we give. And it's not far-fetched. Allah's Qudrat and Allah's system, only Allah knows. In the Soviet Union, Russia, the people were deprived of even making namaz in their own houses. To have a musalla was a major crime. Punishment was death for having a musalla, for having a Quran Sharif. We don't know how things can change and how suddenly things have changed. Nobody could ever imagine it like this. How many people were stranded in the world? They made all their bookings, what they thought, and suddenly how things changed. People who managed to get to their places, at what exorbitant amount of money they had to spend to reach their destination. And others, with all that also, they couldn't reach their destination. May Allah make it easy, make the maximum what we can of this month, and Allah's system also work, that when we make that niyat and go in that direction, Allah makes that road easy for us. Allah opens that way. And when we work the opposite way, like in many Islamic countries, when people were not keeping beards voluntarily, Allah made a government law that you can't. If you're a civil servant, you're not allowed to keep a beard. So what we have within us, Allah Ta'ala makes it go in that direction. Then we blame the government. The government is very bad. They did this law, they did that law, but it's our own actions. So Allah make us that we, and when one person also, the whole Khilafat Usmani, one person has such sublime aspirations, intentions, and on that one person, Allah established the whole Khilafat Usmani. So just like that, if one person also, Allah give us all that sa'adat, who Allah chooses for that, and that Allah Ta'ala changes the conditions of the world. May Allah give us all tawfiq.